Good Health Guide on Talkabout. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Okay, it's time now to talk to Deirdre Murphy from Horan's, Horan's Health Stores all over Kerry and beyond. Everywhere now.
We are. You're absolutely everywhere.
And it's lovely to see you again, Deirdre.
Thank you.
And you're going to talk to us a bit about burnout today. What is burnout?
And I know it might sound like a strange subject when you're looking out the window and you're seeing the beautiful weather and you think everybody should be in great form. But I think what I try and do with these slots is bring to this half hour slot what we are hearing on the shop floor, because that's what people want. And it's endless. People coming in, I've no energy, I'm absolutely exhausted. And some people will use the word burnout, you know, and they'll say things like, I'm functioning. I can get up in the morning, I can go to work, or I can do whatever I have to do, but there's nothing left in the tank. You know, at the end of the day, that's it. So I'm on autopilot. And that's something that we're hearing an awful lot. And it's really, I suppose, it's low energy, but you're wondering why. You know, people say, well, you know, I'm like this all the time. And people get used to it. They get used to feeling like they've no energy. They get used to just functioning. And it becomes a way of life until the body decides, okay, I'm done. You need to start looking after me here. You need to start making changes. And I can go through a few of the little things there that are very simple to do that can give the body that message. Okay, I'm hearing you. I'm going to make it my business to make a few simple, I'm not going to complicate this, lifestyle changes, things that we can all do every day that we should be doing, and you'll feel a hell of a lot better for it.
Okay, well, I think I'm all ears, and yeah. I'd say a lot of people listening are all ears. Yeah.
I think the first thing that I would always say, and my colleagues would always say to people, if somebody's coming in and there's tired, there's a whole sort of plethora of questions we will go through. But in a lot of cases, I will always say to people, have you had your bloods done? And that's the first thing. Because if your B12, and this is just your routine bloods, if your B12 is low, if your iron is low, you don't know that. And some symptoms could be low energy feeling. And sometimes it's motivation as well. It's not just energy. It's like, oh, I have to go and do the shopping, the thought of it. Oh my God. Do you know what I mean? Somebody rings you, do you want to meet for a coffee? Oh, I could do without that. It's this, you know, that can become the norm for people, which is awful, you know, especially when it's quite easy, put it right. So I would always say to people, get the bloods done and you're eliminating the guesswork. You know your B12 is fine or you need to supplement. You know your iron is fine or you need to supplement. So you're eliminating the guesswork there. So that's the first thing I would always say is get the bloods done. It's important to do that. After that, I suppose the next bit of advice would be don't underestimate the basics. And when I say the basics, it's some of the simplest things, and I really mean simple things, that can make a huge difference when it comes to feeling you've more energy, you've more motivation, that you're not thinking, oh, the thought of that, or oh my God, I can't, I'm coming home in the evening, I'm throwing myself down. So simple things like hydration. You'd be amazed the amount of people that I talk to either in the store or in the clinic, and they'd say to me, I drink a glass of water a day, or I don't drink any water a day. It's easy in this weather, but you know, when the weather isn't so nice, people forget. And they say, I drink tea, I drink coffee, I drink fizzy drinks, but I don't really drink water. And that's the first thing, because even mild dehydration can leave you feeling foggy. It can put you out of focus. You've got that brain fog going on. Your energy is down. Your bowels aren't working right. Your digestion isn't great. So you're not getting the nutrients from your food, which you need for your energy. So even to start the morning, even if somebody just did this from tomorrow morning, start the morning with a glass of water. First thing. And I would always say, put a spoon of electrolytes into your water, because your electrolytes are all your minerals, your potassium, your magnesium, all of that. And what the electrolytes do is they pull in the water. So people say, yeah, but if I drink loads of water, I'm on the loo every 5 minutes and I can't do that at work, or I can't do that. That's because it's just running through your system. It's not being pulled in. So by adding a spoonful of electrolytes to water first thing in the morning, straight away you're helping the brain fog, you're helping the energy, but more than that, you're pulling the water into your body. That alone is giving you energy.
What's in the electrolytes? What kind of things?
Electrolytes is all your minerals. So your potassium, your all the stuff that we should be getting from our soil and from our fruit, in fact, but we're not. So electrolytes, I always kind of explain the electrolytes as almost your jump leads. So they really, really are important. And I would avoid the electrolytes. Some of the electrolytes that people would be familiar with will be flavoured, blackcurrant and orange, but there's a lot of sugar in them. They're effervescent, so they dissolve. I would always shy away from them. So my go-to is always the Viridian. They look like a little bottle of water. They taste like water. You just put a teaspoon into your first glass of water in the morning and off you go. And then sip away at your water throughout the day.
Viridian?
Viridian is the brand, yeah.
It's with a V.
V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N. And they're the ones that I will always recommend. They're the ones I will use. They're the ones I will recommend to people. But even the electrolytes in your water thing, one of the basics. The second thing is sleep. So sleep is when we reset. It's the only chance. If you think about life now, Deirdre, it's busy, it's fast, it's demanding. No matter where you are, you know what you're doing, you get carried along with it. So where's the time to reset? So the body is designed to reset when we sleep. That's the purpose of sleep. And we've discussed this before with various topics. When we sleep and we get a proper night's sleep, there's a load of housekeeping that goes on in our body. The liver detoxes, the kidneys detox. That's why the first wee in the morning is much heavier. It's full of toxins. It's much darker in colour because all the toxins have been detoxed out of your system. Your brain filters the events of the day, gets rid of all the crap that we've heard that we haven't even realised we've taken in, and it files away the stuff that we need to remember. So all this resetting is happening when you go into a deep sleep. If you're just sleeping, resting, and you're not switched off, that isn't happening. So sleep is huge. Sleep is, and again, it's recharging your battery. So if you're getting a good night's sleep, you're waking up with a battery, in other words, energy, at 80%, 90%. And that's enough to get you through the day without just being on autopilot. If you're not doing that, you're waking up with maybe a 40%. So by 11 or 12 o'clock, you're absolutely knackered. You feel like you've a day's work done already, and you're reaching for the stimulants, you're reaching for the sugars, you're reaching for the coffee, because the body's thinking, okay, we're halfway through the day, I still have loads to do here, but I've no battery left, so you better start giving me sugar. And then that's a vicious circle. So the water in the morning with the electrolytes, the sleep is huge. And again, I think the issue for people with sleep is they can't switch off. They fall asleep because they're exhausted. They either wake up after a couple of hours and the mind starts going and they're off. So we've spoken about this before as well. The magnesium biglycinate is so good. It literally switches off that app in your head. So when you fall asleep, you stay asleep and you're going into that deep sleep. You're recharging your battery. You're recharging your energy, in other words. And you're that fogginess, that, you know, that you're just better able to cope the following day. So that's the sleep. The sleep is huge. The third thing is nutrition. So we all try and do our best with nutrition. None of us get it right. None of us get it perfect. But what I would say is sometimes people get very caught up with what they eat, but it's also your eating pattern. So don't go. I know people that go the whole day without eating. They'll have breakfast and, I'm too busy, and I'll grab something. You know, now grabbing a sandwich, fine. Is it ideal? No, but it's a sandwich. But it's people who will just survive on coffee for the day. And next thing at 4 or 5 o'clock, the hunger has passed. So they can't really, you know, this is sort of a pattern. So the way you eat is just as important as what you eat. You know, obviously, when we're talking about energy and improving your energy levels today, we're talking about, you know, making sure you have protein, you have fiber, you have good fats in your diet in each meal. But also make sure that you do have your 3 meals a day, because that's sustaining your energy levels. So that is really, really important as well. And as I said, look at what's on the plate. Make sure you have your protein, make sure you have your fats. Fats, things like fish oils, things like that. And the other one, and the last one with this, is managing stress. That's non-negotiable, because stress will wear you down. Energy, your everything, it'll wear you down. So managing stress, not easy. It's a big ask. We can't make it go away. It's everywhere. No matter what you do, it's everywhere. But what you can do is you can arm your body and your central nervous system to cope with whatever stress you're dealing with. So things like ashwagandha, rhodiola, a good B complex, these all sort of help you cope with the stress, because stress will zap your energy. There's a term that we use, it's stress-induced fatigue. So no matter how much sleep you get, even if it's good sleep, if you're lucky, if you're stressed, if you have high stress, you're still exhausted.
I'm going to stop you there for a second, Deirdre, because we must take a break, and we have some questions for you as well that have just come in the last couple of minutes. If you have a question for Deirdre Murphy from Horns Health Store here in Tralee, 083 300 3300, and would you WhatsApp it today? Don't text it, because our text machine is down, and we will do our best to get through as many questions as we can.
The Good Health Guide on Talk About, brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
And now, Deirdre, just before we come back to your tips, your general tips for burnout, Johnny was in touch and he's wondering, what type of magnesium did you mention for sleep?
So there's lots of types of magnesium. The best one for sleep is the magnesium biglycinate. So it's still magnesium. You're still getting all the benefits, muscle relaxing, all of that, but it's bound with glycine. And glycine helps switch off, as I say, that app in your head that won't switch off at night. So magnesium biglycinate, depending on which brand you get, some of them are take one, some of them are take two. But it's also, if somebody's stressed during the day, they could take one during the day. Because remember, it's not putting you to sleep. It's switching off your head, if you like. So the biglycinate is the type of magnesium you want.
We also have a listener who's looking for advice. She had breast cancer last year and she's now on hormone inhibitors. She's really suffering with hot flushes and is wondering, is there anything you could recommend?
Okay, that depends on if she's still on medication, if it was estrogen, if you know what type of cancer, if you like. I know it was breast cancer, but it depends on her history and what's going on. There are some homeopathic remedies that she can use. I'd veer away from the herbals. I know I'd veer away from the usual things that we would recommend in this situation, because if it was estrogen driven, you know, we've got to take that into account as well. So, but there are certainly some homeopathic remedies. The best thing there is to come in to us, because there'd be a few questions, first of all, that if she comes into me in Manor, I'll talk her through it. And there's just a few questions that I'd like to ask her about what the consultants had said to her. Was it estrogen driven and all of that? But either way, I would stay away from the herbals. As I say, there are some homeopathic remedies which would be quite safe for her.
Okay, very good. Now, you wanted to talk to us about some more ways of supporting the body naturally.
Yeah, so I suppose what we've discussed there, the hydration, the eating pattern, avoiding the sugar slumps, the sleep and the stress, they're all things that, okay, I'm not saying it's easy, but they're doable. They're very, very doable, you know. But there's different types. We would see in the stores as well, there would be different types of low energy, of tiredness. So people will say, my energy is low. The first question I will ask is, are you sleeping? The usual answer is no. So then we're forgetting about the energy, we're targeting the sleep, because you go to the cause the whole time. So there's no point me giving that person something for energy when the energy isn't really the problem. It's the fact that they're not getting good sleep. So we'll target the sleep. So it really depends. For a lot of people who will come in and say, I'm absolutely exhausted, it doesn't matter how much sleep I get, I just am really struggling. That to me is bordering on sort of that adrenal energy. They're running on their adrenal glands. So it's like in the car when the red light comes on for the fuel. You know, you can go on a little bit, but you need to refuel. You need to stop and do something or you're going to be in trouble. It's a bit like that when the adrenal glands kick in. They're our reserve tank of energy and they're only supposed to be used in emergencies, in the fight or flight. But unfortunately, because we're all in fight or flight mode every day now, we're all struggling to get through the day. They're all struggling to get things done, to go through the to-do list, all of this. There's a constant fight or flight going on. So the adrenals are under pressure. And if somebody is, if they feel they're completely exhausted, doesn't matter what they do, they're saying to me, I've tried this, I've tried that, nothing works. I am sleeping, but nothing's working. That to me is very adrenally. So in that situation, I would be putting them on some sort of a remedy or a formula to nourish the adrenal glands. So something like BioCare do a really good product, AD206. It's a capsule and it's got all the nutrients in there to replenish the adrenal glands. But there's no point doing that if you're going to be back using them again. So bring up the immune system. Dr. Wools has a really good product, Immunocomplex. That's a really good one as well if somebody's feeling completely burnt out. And like you said earlier, you know, feeling, I just need a break. I need to stop. I need to get off this merry-go-round. Because if you think about it, Deirdre, like, when do we reset? You know, it's like I was saying to somebody this morning, one of my colleagues, you know, people go into work Monday morning and the first question is, how was your weekend? What did you do?
Expected to have done something.
And if you say, well, actually, I did not, and I just sat on my backside all weekend, you feel, oh my God, I can't say that, you know.
Such a loser.
But in actual fact, we need to realise the body needs that. It needs reset, you know. So it's just about, like, supplements are there to work alongside the things that I've discussed there. And if you do them and then supplement, get your sleep right, get your food right, you know, manage the stress levels, you know, and find somewhere, like, sleep is the ideal time to reset because people don't have time anywhere else. We should have, but we don't.
A listener says, what's the best type of omegas to take and what time of day to take the omegas for perimenopause?
Okay, so the brands really, once you're getting a good quality brand and they're ethically sourced and all that, and the quality of the ingredients are good, it doesn't really matter. Something like the Eskimo is a really, really good one. Wild Atlantic is another one that's really good. They come in capsules, they come in liquid. Macanta do a really good one in a capsule. So what you're taking for the, when somebody's taking it in perimenopause, the fish oils will help with the immune system. They'll help with energy levels. They'll help with cholesterol. So there's a, you know, they're one of the essential fats that we talk about. You know, that's why people say if you eat oily fish 3 times a week, you actually don't need to supplement, but most people don't eat oily fish 3 times a week. So any, the Macanta, the Eskimo, any of these really.
Listener looking for advice about something that might help tension or stress headaches.
Okay, so again, that's exactly what it is. It's stress and it affects people in different ways and it's just the muscles contracting. So if medically there's nothing, they've been ruled out, they've mentioned it to their GP and they know that it comes on when they're stressed, they're holding all their stress there, so it's the muscles tightening. Now there is a supplement called Feverfew, that's really good. But again, remember what's causing it. What's causing it is muscle contracting. That's caused by stress. So in that case, we're back to the magnesium. We're back to the L-theanine would be a really good one. L-theanine is a supplement that you can take during the day if you're feeling stressed. Have it on the desk, have it next to you in the car. It doesn't affect you in any way. It's not going to make you drowsy. But what it does is it just sends a message to the, and it works in about 20 minutes, sends a message to the nervous system, calm down, everything's okay. So the something like the L-theanine, if somebody is constantly stressed and that's how it's affecting them, then look at dealing with the stress rather than the headache.
A lady in her 70s is wondering, is there anything she could be taking? She's constantly getting recurring urinary tract infections.
Yeah, and that can happen.
And she's a diabetic,
yeah. So again, that's something that can happen. I've spoken to women who would never have had one, and with hormonal changes, not so much in perimenopause, it can be perimenopause, but a lot of time menopause or postmenopause when they're out the other side of it, that can be one of the, what they're left with is this constant bloody urinary tract infections. So again, some people will, it depends how often she's getting them. You know, it could be something like if she's only getting it every now and again, people will use the pure cranberry juice. So the Biona Pure, no sugars, no nothing. A good probiotic like the BioCult, they do one specifically for the urinary tract. But if she's getting them quite frequently, I would look at the immune system there as well. The immune system might need a bit of help. So again, what I mentioned earlier, the Dr. Wool's Immunocomplex would be really good for her. But look at a product called D-Mannose. So it is from the cranberry family, but what it does, it's capsule or powder. And when you take it, this now would be for someone who's getting them too much. They're getting a few of them a year. When you take the D-mannose, the bacteria attaches to the D-mannose rather than to the lining of the kidney or the urinary tract or whatever. And then it's flushed out by drinking loads of water. So D-mannose is really good.
A listener says, what does Deirdre think of Ultra Magnesium by Vita Biotics?
Haven't come across it.
Vita Biotics, all one word.
Yeah, haven't come across that, you know. And I think with magnesium, it's a bit like with calcium as well. Look at the ingredients. Look at, you know, where's the calcium sourced? Where's the magnesium sourced? How is it formulated? And, you know, if it's in a big chalky tablet, people might struggle to absorb that. So capsule is always better.
Okay, sorry. Just a bit of a mistake earlier. The person with the urinary tract infections and who's in their 70s and a diabetic is actually a man. So,
oh yeah, okay.
Is the answer any different?
Well, no. I suppose what I said still stands. That a lot of women will see a postmenopause, but no. I mean, it's still the D-mannose is still, you know, absolutely. Now, if it's a one-off, you know, maybe the BioCult probiotic with the you know, that's specifically for the UTI would be good. Again, look there, is he drinking plenty of water? Is he keeping his kidneys flushed out? That's a big thing there. So again, we're back to the electrolytes and the water there, you know?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people are asking about the electrolytes and saying, will you repeat the type of electrolytes that you mentioned that we should put in the water?
Yeah. So the brand is Viridian. So that's Viridian. They do a whole range of products, but their electrolytes is particularly one of my favourites. And you get a 100ml bottle or a 200ml bottle. And as I said, once a day is absolutely fine.
And you're in the Manor West branch
indeed.
Of Horns. And you're so nice, and I know you're great for helping people and chatting to people. So if you want to find the lovely Deirdre, that's where you'll find her, in the Manor West branch. But I'm sure there's equally lovely people in the other branches of Horns Health who will help you out with any queries you have. And Deirdre, great to talk to you.